I got it all, including some new things to play today. We're going to feature Ben Rausch in one of his new songs. One is a great musician and great writer. And it's also a video on YouTube. Ben Rausch, R-A-U-C-H. You can go to www.benrausch.com site and see his funny videos, too. All righty, Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters already in the house. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in today. Betty Jo Tucker, since you're the first one up, I'm going to announce you first. Betty Jo Tucker will feature Halloween Fun Fest Show on Demand. All right, you want to check that out? It's going to be fun. And always fun, always a great show. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, on Blog Talk Radio Tuesdays at 4 p.m. And check out her Cinema Stanza 2 on ebook. Check that out. I'm still trying to read it. Fortunately, I downloaded it to my phone and it's very tiny print, so it takes a long time. All right. Let's go right now and see what we got going on here. Now, what were the songs I wanted to do? I wanted to do something different. You know what? I like Ben Rausch. I'm going to start him off at the top of the show. And let's see, where is it? All right, this is his new song. Okay, I think you'll know what it is. It's called The Emoji Song. Here we go, Ben. This is for you.
Sent two thumbs up when she changed her hair. She broke her ankle. I sent two hands in prayer. Sent five party hats and three slices of cake. Sent the happiest birthday that my iPhone could make. I sent cars lined up when I was running late, with turtles and snails to further illustrate. I sent the frustrated grimace of a man to say that I lost my job, it was a thumbs down day. But now she has left me, so please tell me why. This happy face, squinty face is starting to cry. Oh, the answer came through when her text did reply. I sent too many emojis for being the guy. I sent 3 to 4 pumpkins each Halloween morn, and 8 Christmas trees on the day that Jesus was born. Fireworks and burgers and corn and fries, with American flags there for the delight. I sent her swim guy, canoe guy, a guy on ice skates, a pink heart, a purple heart, a heart that just breaks. But now she has left me, so please tell me why. This happy face, squinty face is starting to cry. Oh, the answer weren't spending together. I sent sunshine and rain clouds to tell her the weather. And when I knew she had doubts about the dream she had wandered, I sent her the message. Sent dollar fins and bonnets when I felt like jumping. Sent devils with horns whenever I felt like humping. But now she has left me, so please tell me why this happy face, squinty face is starting to cry. Oh, the answer was simple when her text did reply. I sent too many emojis for being a guy.
To be so handsome.
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one, roam from home to
town. Dee Dee, we start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wowee, science?
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful, it's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two, murky, murky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew. What a wrangle made too.
Step three, drip, drip, drippity, drippity, drip.
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good-lookingness.
I love that. That's the Apple Sisters. They're a lot of fun. Check them out also online. They've got a bunch of funny videos as well. Great harmony singing, too. I'm expecting a call-in from a guest any minute now. So I want to wait for that guest. I'm going to play something else. I'm not sure. All right. Let me just check then. I'll play something until the guest calls in. All righty. What do we have here going on? Oh, let's find some comedy or something. Okay. Let's see. I have a call in here. Okay. What do you want me to announce? Gordon, No Name and a Bag of Chips, October 18th, variety show at where else but Otto Shrunkenhead and Tiki Bar. That's tonight at 7 p.m. It's a free show. It's on 14th Street between A and B, closer to B. Jackie Furback, Brian Grossi, and Von DiCarlo, Bonda Carlo? Okay. Anyway, take the L train, First Avenue, get off there. Or go to autoshrunkenhead.com for more information. Okay, there's also a great band there. Alex De Fortunato and Alex DeSouce and Carlo Fortunato. Got that out. All right, no cover, no minimum, and they give away stuff at the end. Also tonight, I want to announce a great show, which I came up with the title for, but didn't write. Lie, Baby, Lie, free show, solo show by Rhonda Hansen at Dixon Place tonight. That's at 7:30. I'll be there. Dixon Place. That's 161A Christie Street. 161A Christie Street at 7:30 tonight. Go see the wonderful Rhonda Hansen. Okay, got that in there. All right, still waiting on a phone call. So I'm going to play a little thing that I found on the internet. Okay, that was so cute that I made it into an MP3. And it's a little fairy tale while I wait for my guest to call in. Okay, here we go. This will be about 6 minutes.
Panchito.
Panchito.
If you will look at the first picture in your teletalkie, you will see a little burro. His name is Panchito. He's the little fellow with the big ears. One little chicken, she clucked. The little goose, he honked. And the little pig, he squealed. But when Panchito tried to bray, out came nothing. He tried and he tried, but no hee-haw. And right away, the little animals made up a song about him. Panchito. He is a good little burro, but he cannot bray.
Cannot he, cannot haw. It is awful.
Panchito. Gooses and geeses, their nephews and nieces all say.
What a shame, such a shame. Too bad for the parents of little Panchito. Panchito has ruined their name.
Panchito. Ay, poor Panchito. His heart was so heavy like a stone. He was so ashamed, he ran away and climbed to the top of the highest mountain. And when he got there, what do you think he saw? A little eagle in his nest. The little eagle was crying. So Panchito, he said,
"Hey, little eagle, why do you cry?"
And the little eagle said,
"I cannot fly. And when an eagle cannot fly, there is much to cry about."
And when Panchito heard this, he said,
"Little eagle, you are almost so bad off like me. I am a little burro, and I cannot bray." "Ay, you poor little burro. Do you mind if I cry with you? No?" "No, little burro. Let us cry together." "Thank you."
And after they could not cry no more, each felt so sorry for himself and for one another, they decided to jump off the mountain and end it all. Well, Panchito and the little eagle did jump off the top of the mountain. But as they were falling down and down, suddenly the little eagle called out,
"Look! Look, my wings are flying! Flap your ears, little burro, and fly like me!"
I can't!
And the ground kept getting bigger and bigger and closer and more bigger. But just before the ground got big enough to hit Panchito, the little eagle grabbed him by the tail! And Panchito made a one-point landing right on the tip of his nose. And the little eagle, he said,
"Little burro, you know what? You brayed."
No, I did not bray."
"Oh, but you did. You only think you cannot bray, like I thought I could not fly. So if you think you can bray, you can bray. So what you think?"
Panchito did not know what to think. But he thought he ought to think, and maybe think some more. In the meantime, at the village, a big fiesta was commencing to begin. The little chicken was practicing her cluck. The little goose was practicing his honk. The little pig was warming up his squealer. The band was playing pretty music and everybody was happy. That is, everybody but the papa and mama of little Panchito. And they were very sad.
Oh, my poor Panchito.
If we only had him back, we would not care if he never brayed nothing.
Listen, papa.
What is it?
And when the papa burrow looked to see, there was little Panchito standing beside the little chicken, the little goose, and the little pig. And when the band did play, you never did hear such music. For Panchito, he joined in and brayed, hee-haw, hee-haw. And now little Panchito makes the biggest and most beautiful hee-haw in all Mexico. Which goes to prove, if you think you cannot, you cannot. But if you think you can, you can. I think.
Okay, all right. A little announcement. This is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and the documentary Netizens is about revenge porn and how victims can stand up for themselves. We are urging tech companies and legislators to put laws into place to keep us safe online. And I'm going to bring on a guest in a minute. First, let me play a very important film by Matthew Lowen, and this is the promo.
For Anita Sarkeesian, this is the new normal. Armed escorts at public events, bomb threats, even death threats.
So this is something that comes through the contact form on my website. These are tweets threatening a convention that I was at.
This word, legitimate threat, who is thinking about what is legitimate? If a company says we want to make this a safe space, and a user says this is not feeling safe, and the company comes back and says, oh, you're exaggerating, that's not good.
I can't even go outside and show my face to the world anymore. I can't go to school, I can't go to work, because somebody has already seen me in the way that I don't want to be seen.
Every time I give out my name, I know that I'm about to be judged, because I know eventually they're going to Google me and they're going to see what's there and then they're going to judge me.
They need to state their policy. They need to also inform the uploaders that they do not accept revenge porn.
We're having conversations about civil rights today that are long overdue, that mirror the conversations we're having about online spaces.
I'm black and I'm a woman, and there's no reason why that should make me less able to speak my voice and able to be heard. Women are losing out in every sense when it comes to the laws that we have to protect privacy, to protect against harassment.
New York doesn't have a revenge porn law because our politicians are doing nothing about it.
This is not what the First Amendment was about, and I'm willing to go in and try to fight anyone saying that it is.
Can we get a picture with you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how do you know
who
I am?
You too.
Oh, cool. Yeah. You watch my videos?
Yeah.
What I couldn't say is I'm angry. I'm angry that we live in a society where online harassment is tolerated, accepted, and excused. In all the different, messy, honest ways that we respond to harassment, we actually demonstrate how much humanity we all still have in the face of such cruelty and injustice.
I've seen this film. It's very powerful. It's a must-see film. And the good news is it's coming out worldwide. I'm going to open up her mic right now, and Cynthia Lowen, let's see if we can hear you. Cynthia?
Hi, Nancy.
Hello, Ms. Lowen. Hi. So
how
are
you?
Exciting new news. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Very excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you. So we are thrilled that the film is going to be out in wide release on Tuesday, October 22nd, this coming Tuesday. And so people can get the film on Amazon, Apple TV, Google Play, and Microsoft Store and Xbox.
Wow.
So
that's great.
We are very
excited.
How's
it going? How's it going? Give me an update since I interviewed you last.
Yeah, so we had the film do a 5-city national tour. So we were here in New York, San Francisco, Chicago, Miami, Washington, D.C. We had over 20 panelists who participated in conversations following each film. We had folks from law enforcement, from tech, from policy. We had people who have been targeted. And all of the conversations following the screening were great. And I think it just really emphasized that this is something that so many people have experienced. So many people have been harassed online or threatened or had intimate pictures revealed or threatened to be revealed. And it was something that we were really able to see that this touches everybody. So it was a great,
everybody.
Great national
it's,
tour.
It's on every level, too, because it's not just that. With all the hacking and the that goes on, and the very powerful women that you had in your film, who it was heartbreaking it because you wanted to help them some way. You just wanted to help them. As I said in our interview, in the old days, you would have three brothers and a cousin with baseball
right.
bats show up. But you can't do that these days.
Yeah.
And you can't do it. So how can give us some advice here. What are some of the few things that we can do to protect ourselves?
Yeah, well, you know, this is a great thing to talk about because it's both Domestic Violence Awareness Month and Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And there's so much overlap between online harassment, especially revenge porn, and domestic violence. It's something that you just find for women who are being abused or in abusive relationships, and men also can find themselves in abusive relationships. So often what happens is you have someone threatening with revenge porn or stalking you. So one thing that is really important to keep in mind is to manage your location data and manage how much information people might be able to find out about you from the apps that you have on your phone. So it's always great to make sure that when you download an app, don't allow your location data to be broadcast all the time. Go into your app settings, check it, make sure it's only used when you're using the app so that if you're someone who's being stalked or targeted or followed, the person will not necessarily be able to know where you are at all times. Another great thing
and
is
it's
to use two-factor.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yes.
You know, another thing is that often people's emails are hacked or their accounts are hacked. Most really good big companies now offer something called two-factor authentication, where they'll say, hey, do you want to give us your cell phone number so that we can text you a code if we notice a sign-in from a new computer or device? And that's a great thing to do because even if someone does manage to get your password, you then have this very effective second level of protection that they actually have to have, you know, you have your cell phone, even if you've gotten hacked, and then they need that code that's on your cell phone. So it's a really great way to break up someone trying to hack into your account.
I think we also discuss Google Alerts. Is another way. So if your name comes out
totally.
Up on any site, Google Alerts
yep.
is one. And also, I think we discussed Google yourself. Google your name
totally.
To see what comes up on the internet. You'll be so
yep.
surprised. And there's one big culprit that I totally dislike, and it's called Spokio. And
oh.
you have to fight to get your information. They give who your family members are. So somebody can say,
yep.
oh, your brother Jack. And you
yep.
just got, you have to be protecting yourself and a very defensive move. Okay, so let's give this information out again. October 22nd.
Yes. Yep, Tuesday, October 22nd, you can find the film Netizens, N-E-T-I-Z-N-S, Netizens, on Apple TV, Amazon, Google Play, Microsoft Store, and Xbox.
And Xbox. That's great. And also, if you are interested in contacting Cynthia to have it at your event or venue, the film,
yep.
right? Is there a place they
yep.
can contact you?
Totally.
Like I said it would be great at schools, but where can they contact you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you can absolutely, we have an educational distributor We have community screenings that are easily facilitated, so you can bring this to your school, you can bring it to a movie theater in your community. Visit our website, netizensfilm.com, and our contact is there and information about how to request a film for your community or your school.
That is great, and it's Netizens, N-E-T-I-Z-E-N-S. I watched it twice.
Thank
I watched
you.
It twice and then started Googling myself because I was like, what am I up on? You know?
That's good.
And you want to Google yourself and see if anybody, if there is information. Again, Google Alerts is a good one. Check and see if you're on Spokio. Just Google your name and see what comes up. And then if you're up on
and
something,
your address.
You can ask to get off of it. You can demand to get off of it. You just got a message from who? You just got a message, Cynthia, from Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Netizen is a movie that really matters. That's Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters.
Oh,
she just texted
thank
me.
Thank you.
So, anyway.
Thank you.
This
Betty
is great. Jo. October 22nd, Amazon, Apple, Xbox, Google Play, goes on and on. Give me the website one more time.
Netizensfilm.com.
Thank you, Cynthia Lowen, for calling in. This is a very important film, everyone. Watch
Thank
it. It's
you,
on Amazon. You don't have an excuse. You can watch it in your house. All right. Thank you.
Take care.
That was great. What a surprise. I love it. Netizens, a very important film, everyone. Check it out. Well, we've been having fun here. Thank you. It's available for screenings at your group or contact netizensfilms.com. Netizensfilm.com. All right. Well, we've reached the end of a show. It's nice having a surprise call and guest. We had Ben Rausch on, took his new video, and the Apple Sisters. So let's go out with what else? The Little Nancy. All right.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling's wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. Like the guys in office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that canary food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. Tuna, spaghetti, dolphin. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know how my brain works and connects things like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Thank you for tuning in. This has been What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Don't forget my CDs are available. for download on CD Baby. Big kiss. Bye-bye.